Welcome to Shomach Shohan Adam, Shir Spatzer, Eloi Nishma, Tzaren B'Yakov Shalom, and Lea Bas Yitzchok. We're holding a new Madaf Ayin Ches. The Gemara, storing Daf Ayin Zayin with base in the bottom, speaks about the water that's going to come out of Kodesh HaKadoshim. And the Gemara says it starts Kekarni Chagofim, the horns of a locust, then it becomes Chut Shashti, Chut Shal Erev, size of Pach Katon, and then it gets up to Pesach Beis Dovid, where it becomes a nachal shaitif that zovim v'zovois, nidus v'yodus, can wash in it. So first of all, the idea of the water coming out of Kodesh HaKadoshim refers to the concept of mola horetz deres Hashem. The world will be filled with a das of noy HaKadosh Baruch Hu, getting close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The water in mayim el ha-toyro, the toyro is what connects us to Hashem. And Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim, which is the main place of Ashuras HaShekhinah, will be the source that the water will be overflowing from there outside to bring the Das all over the world. And the Bnei Yada brings over here that the reason you have your five stages of the water coming out is because we talk about five different parts of Torah. You have the Pardes HaTorah, which is Pshat Remesh, Remez, Drash, Soit. And then you have Oimek HaSoit. Oimek HaSoit is another stage, an even deeper stage. That's the five stages of Torah, and that's the five stages here of the water. It starts from Karni Chagavim, Chut Shashti, Chut Shel Erev, the size of a Pach Katon, until it turns to be a Nachal Shaitev. These are the five stages. But here in the Daf, Ayin Ches, when the Gemara gets to the fifth stage, so we say that it comes Le Pesach Beis Dovid, comes to the house of Dovid HaMelech, and then it's the place where Zovim v'zovos nidus v'yoldus can go toivel in it. What's the idea of Beis Dovid over here? So says the Im Remes in his shtickle in his Shana Rabo, Tafresh Bezayin, that when you say that nidus v'yoldus and all the different tumors can go into this water, it means we have over here a way to purify all the chisroiness of the world. Every tumor is another blemish, another thing missing in the world. We spoke here in the past. The tumo is Loshan Stimo. It will covers the revelation of Hashem. In the time of Mashiach, everything will be revealed. The water will purify all these chesroinus, all these mishaps that we have in the world that don't allow us to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Imam says that's what happens in Beis Dovid. The way he says it is, because the whole idea of Malchus Beis Dovid is that Dovid HaMelech is a real Melech. He's the real one who feels I don't have anything on my own. Everything I have is what I get from others. And that's how we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that way. And you can add to this what we spoke about earlier in the Masechta, that David HaMelech is called the one Shehikim Ulo Shel Tshuva. He's the one who brought the yoke of Tshuva. And we brought in the name of the Vilna Gaon. The reason David HaMelech is the one who created the yoke of Tshuva, because he was the only one who was able to correct completely his sin. Every other person who did a sin, he did tshuva, but never went back to his original state. David HaMelech is the one who was able to completely correct his sins. David HaMelech represents the concept of Mashiach is going to bring, which is bringing the whole world back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everybody who's far away, and every deed, every mindset that's far away, everything will go back and connect to Hashem. When we talk about the water coming out of Kodesh HaKadoshim, and it's going to go out to Molor, it's there, it's Hashem, taking out all the blemishes and wrong things in the world, the one who represents that full connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, returning everything to Hashem, that's David HaMelech. And that's why it says that fifth stage of the water, when it's a Nachal Shaitev, as the Gemara says in the previous Talmud, even a large boat cannot go there. It's going to be completely filling the Gilui Hashem in the world. That comes Dafka in the house of David HaMelech. That's what David HaMelech represents in the world. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.